There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Heaven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this last Sunday in 2014. We want to wish you all a happy new year and hope that you'll have the best garden landscaping that you've ever had. And if you need some help, call us on Sunday mornings. The number is 855-660-4261. We'd like to encourage you to sign up for our free email newsletter that comes out every single Thursday. So it'll be coming out New Year's Day, like it came out on Christmas Day. And we'll be talking about indoor plants, starting seeds, perennials, annuals, roses, shrubs, trees, something different every week. And it will give you that much more knowledge. And if you get a chance, go to paulparent.com, click on email newsletter, put in your email address, and hit submit. After you've done that, click on email newsletter archive and click and see what past newsletters look like. And the ones this year, I think, have come out very, very well. We've added some great pictures. We've added some music, and I know you will enjoy it. And it's free, and it'll give you some ideas and get you thinking during the winter season. Okay, let's go to the phone line. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Jackie from Massachusetts. She's got a poinsettia problem.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you also. I received this poinsettia, a huge one, at Thanksgiving, and it was soaking wet. So what I did was I took some paper toweling, and I kind of blotted as much water as I could. Then I let it dry out somewhat. But now, starting this week, all the leaves are falling, and I'm saying, well, what's wrong with this? And it's still a little moist, but not dried out. And I've kept it in a south window sort of away. But, you know, I've had many of these poinsettias, and I didn't know if it's the end of it. Throw it out or cut it back. So
okay.
I'd like your
advice. How many leaves have you lost from the blossom down?
Tons.
Would you say
a lot?
Would you say half of it?
I say half of it, because I couldn't even see through the plant, and now it's spaz.
Okay. Is it in a plastic, like a sleeve
plastic
around the
plant? Yeah, the container it came in.
Yeah. So what happened is, wherever they bought it, it was probably in that sleeve, and they watered, and the excess had nowhere to go, so it accumulated in the bottom of the plastic sleeve.
Yep.
Now, what I want you to do, pull the plant out of the plastic sleeve and then pull the pot away from the root ball. And if the roots are healthy, they're going to be white or a creamy color. If the roots have begun to rot due to being overwatered, they're going to be brown or black.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
So, if you see that that's the situation, take some paper towels, put them on your kitchen table or your countertop, and set the plant root ball right on the paper towel.
Right.
And the paper towels will act like a wick, and it will suck the moisture out of the root ball. And then, you'll be amazed at how much water it's going to pull out.
Right.
Then put it back in the pot, and if you want to put it in the sleeve, that's okay. Hopefully, the plant will bounce back. The lower leaves probably will not come back until spring.
Right.
But if it continues to grow and retain some of the leaves in late April, early May, take that poinsettia out of the pot again. Anything that's black or brown, pull it right off, clean up the root ball, repot it into a container a couple of inches in diameter larger. And then I want you to cut the plant in half.
Right.
It's going to look like hell. It'll be nothing but sticks.
Right. But, I've done that before. And I put it outside all year long, the one I had last year. And of course, I did, as you told me, cover it every night, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And I got all my new red leaves on it this year. That's the one I received last year.
Yeah.
But this year, I'm disappointed because it's huge. It was humongous.
Yeah, and I don't blame you, but it's nothing that you've done wrong.
Oh, no, I didn't think so. I just thought they overwatered it in the beginning because when I received it, you know, it's wrapped up pretty with the, you know, with the gold paper on the bottom and then the cellophane. And I took it apart and I put it on my floor and I have like a base that wheels around. So I can change it like on my floor to the sunny one window to the north or whatever. So now it was doing this like a week after I received it. And I almost said, where'd you get this? But anyways, I took this the pretty paper off it, of course, and then I had it sitting in the saucer. So like I said, I took a paper toweling, and I blotted all the excess water, hoping to dry it out some, knowing maybe the roots would be rotting away.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, as long as in the next month, you still have foliage on that plant,
right?
A little bit, and I'm not saying, you know, 100 leaves. If you've got a couple dozen leaves on that plant, the stems have not wrinkled or shriveled, then the plant is still alive.
Okay.
And just keep it in a sunny window. Go easy with the water. Now, you have to remember that the poinsettia originated from Mexico.
Right.
And it's not a plant that likes a lot of moisture. So if you can keep it alive until May, then you repot it, you cut it in half, and put it out on your deck or your porch or your patio. You will make all new shoots, all new branches, and you'll have a nice-looking plant next year.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
You have a
great new year. Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
We've got open lines at the moment.
We have open lines, so call and we'll get you right up. Now, we've been talking about, in the last couple of weeks, Natural Alternative is a company that We promote because they make an all-organic fertilizer. Well, they have developed an all-organic ice melt. It's a great product. It will not hurt brick. It will not hurt concrete, cracking it, or asphalt. It's safe for pets. One bag is equivalent to 3 bags of rock salt, so that you're using 1/3 the amount. And you can put it on a walkway, and if it falls on the grass, it's not going to hurt the grass, perennials, trees, shrubs. But the other thing that I love, if you put a lot of rock salt on your walkway or on your driveway, and you go to get the morning paper and you come back, your shoes are white, and you're bringing that rock salt into your home, so now it's on your flooring, it's on your carpeting. This product will not do that. So check out their website, natural-alternatives.com. And there will be a coupon area on their website. If you put PPGC, Paul Parent Garden Club, they'll ship it to you for free and give you a 10% discount.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is has a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. We are here to help you to have a better year next year. It's the last Sunday of 2014. We're going to begin from scratch, and in the coming weeks we're going to give you a lot of information. There'll be a lot of information on the newsletter, so if you get a chance, go to paulparent.com and sign up for the email newsletter. You will not be sorry. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up we've got Kelly from Cape Cod has a question about Fichelman.
Kelly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
I have always just loved your program, and now I really need some help. I was given a beautiful Fichelman for Christmas, and when I received it, it was moist, and I just stuck my finger in one day and said, oh, it needs a little water, and I haven't watered it since. This is about 5 days. Well, a few minutes ago, you talked to a lady who had a poinsettia. You said to lift the pot out, you know, the plant out, to see. I wondered if I had given it too much water. Well, mine was dry. My question is, how often do you water a Fichelman, and how moist or what condition should the soil be in on a regular basis?
Okay. A Fichelman is a different plant than what you are accustomed, because the Fichelman is a bulb that is sitting right on the top of the soil in your pot. And if you spread the leaves apart and you look, you're going to see the actual flat, dark brown to black bulb sitting right on the surface of the soil. And if it has wet feet, you'll get a lot of yellow leaves. If you run it bone dry, then the leaves tend to fall. So what I do is I give it a good drink. I let it drain properly. And then I grab a hold of the lip and I feel the weight of it. And then during the course of the week, when I walk by it, I'll pick it up by the lip of the pot, and if I feel that it's getting lighter, then I'll push my finger in a couple of knuckles on the side of the pot so I don't disturb the bulb. And if it feels moist, I'll give it another day or two, and then I'll give it a good drink. And what I do with mine is I put it in my sink, and I water it with warm water. Allow it to drain out, get rid of the excess, and then I put it near a window where it gets bright light, and it does very well. And then usually my cyclamen will last until Valentine's Day in February, some years into March, almost to St. Patrick's Day. So you've got to, you know, feel the soil, feel the weight of the pot, and then never, ever let it sit in a saucer of water.
Oh, great. Now, let me ask you, will the flowers respond? These flowers are all drooping over now. Will they straighten out, or are they lost?
Yes. Well, the ones that are drooping over will stay drooping over. But right. The new ones that form will grow straight up.
Okay.
Now, when the flower goes by on your cyclamen, take your thumb and your index finger, and about halfway on the flower stem, grab a hold of it, bend the stem towards the pot, and then quickly pull it away from the pot. That way, the flower stem will snap right off the bulb. If you just cut off the dead flower stem, it will rot, and that stem will fall on buds that are still on the bulb, and as the stem rots, it will kill the flower buds. So it's very, very important that you remove the entire stem. So grab a hold of it, bend it down, and quickly pull it up, and it will snap, and that way, no rotting and lots of flowers to come and feed monthly. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic, safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer, Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
You interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document?
What was that?
Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right
or wrong.
Or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call?
Let me see if I can find out.
How much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. Okay. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock bottom prices that could save you.
Yeah, I do that show actually.
General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Yeah, well, lately she's been having to resort to connecting with her cell phone.
That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah, we should wait until she's not doing that anymore before.
Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science.
It's really strange whenever she connects through herbal immunity lens, really
crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club. It's the last Sunday of 2014, and where I live in Maine, it's raining. We have no snow on the ground. And I feel bad for the ski areas, except the higher mountains, they've got snow. So before you head out to go skiing, call just to make sure that they are open. Because we've had a lot of rain in the last few days, and the snow conditions may not be what you're looking for just yet. But we have a long winter ahead of us, so you'll have plenty of time to go skiing. Our phone number? 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from Maine. She's got a question about a bay leaf tree.
Okay, Sue, welcome to the Paul Tarrant Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a bay leaf plant, which I've grown from about a 3-inch seedling to about a 6-foot tree.
Wow.
And yes, it's taken me many years. I've dragged it in and out every winter. And it's gotten very, very tall and gangly, so really too much to manage to bring in and out. So I cut out the central leader in the fall so I could get it in the house, and it lost about one-third of its leaves on the bottom half. I think it was just because it was kind of shocked. And I have it in a sunny space, and I'm watering it, and it seems to have stabilized. But I'm wondering, when in the spring can I prune it back a bit and begin to fertilize it?
Okay. Because if you don't, it's just going to get bigger and bigger. I was in Italy, and we saw some bay leaf plants. My God. You could climb up into them. They were so big. So it's a plant that does get to be large, and you've done real good to keep it growing this long. So what I want you to do in May, when it's safe to put the plant outside, I want you to bring it outside. When was it repotted last?
Several years ago. It's in about a... And I think it's about a 24-inch, it's a very large floor pot.
Okay. It's going to be hard to find a pot bigger than that. But if the plant was growing good before, as long as you feed it regularly and give it plenty of sun, it will do fine. But to control the size, what I want you to do is to take a pair of hand pruners, and I want you to cut back the ends of every single branch on your plant. And take out like maybe 3 or 4 inches. Because wherever a leaf was or is attached to the plant, you're going to see a little horseshoe shape mark on that branch. And in the middle of the horseshoe, you're going to see a bud. When you remove the terminal bud, the buds behind it will take over. And it will help to make the plant thicker and fuller. It will produce a lot of new foliage. And now you can control the width and the height of the plant at the same time, and you can create a new shape if you want. Now, all of the pieces that you cut from your plant, buy some rooting powder. Get some 4-inch plastic pots, fill them with a good quality potting soil like Fafard or Black Gold. Dip your cutting into the rooting powder, stick it into the pot, and firm it. Give it a good drink with a liquid fertilizer, and then move it to a location where it's going to get bright light but no direct sun. And I'd be willing to bet that 70% or more of those 3 to 4 inch tips are going to root and make brand new plants for you. In the meantime, the mother plant, because you removed all the terminal buds, the side buds or the backup buds below the cut, will wake up, they'll make new growth, they'll replace the missing foliage that you lost when you brought it into the house, and the plant will come back beautiful for you.
Great, thank you.
Okay, and I'll tell you, they root real, real easy, and you have to say to yourself, when you're pruning, I'm doing this for your own good. And believe me, the plant knows it, and it will respond for you. Thank you, and you have a great New Year's.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number, 855 660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll try and help you with a plant that you're having a problem with. Now, if you would like to join us when we go on the Blue Danube from July 27th to August 7th, the phone number to call to get some information is 800-322-9481. And what I would do is I would call them now, leave a message, and say, I'm interested. Call me Monday morning at this particular number, whether you're home or at work, and they'll give you all of the details. It's a great trip. It's a beautiful boat. It's only a couple years old. But unlike any other company that does a river cruise, they are giving you 2 extra days in Prague at the beginning of the tour, and then an extra day in Budapest at no charge. You can't beat that. And if you've never traveled on a river boat, you're in for a real treat. It's great just to sit on the top of it as it moves at night. It stops every day. Oh, and you get a free tour of your choice, either in the morning or in the afternoon. Again, the other boats do not do that. It only holds about 125 to 150 people. You'll have a wonderful time, and we'd love to have you join us. But give them a call. Tell them to call you, and if you're single, they'll help you to find a roommate to bring down the cost of your room. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from California. She has a question about grapefruit trees.
Dorothy, welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you. Hi, Dorothy. Dorothy, you there? I can't hear you.
Oh, are you? I can hear you now, Paul.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Great to talk with you. We've been you're part of our family for 30-some years now, however long you've been on the radio. And so it means 2 o'clock in the morning that we get to listen. I just want to tell you real quick that we love your newsletter. You've been developing it, I know, and adding more interesting information. And it's your warmness and your friendliness comes across with your family and with the music and with your recipes. It's really one of my favorites.
Thank you.
I want to tell you real quick. We have a Oro Blanco grapefruit tree, and we've had it for about 10 years. It receives full sun and water, and I may not have been, and I think I have not been watering it, or excuse me, fertilizing it enough over the past couple of years. But it's never bloomed, never produced any flowers. I wondered if you had any opinion out here in Northern California.
Okay. Now, is it, you said it's potted and it's in your house, right?
No, it's outdoors. Planted outdoors.
Okay. What I want you to do, and you can do this any time now, because your climate is a lot different in California than mine here in Maine. I want you to measure 3 feet from the main stem. And then I want you to take a shovel, and I want you to jump on the shovel and cut a circle all the way around your tree. That in horticulture is called root pruning. And what it does is it will cut some of the small roots. It will cut some of the bigger roots. It will shock the plant. The plant will think it's going to die. But before the plant can die, which it won't, it has to be able to reproduce itself. And the only way that it can is to produce a blossom that will make fruit, that will make seed to continue this particular plant. And I've done that with apple trees here in Maine, with pear trees in Maine. I've done it with dogwood that would not flower. I've root pruned them. So I take the shovel, measure 3 feet, jump on it, and get the blade as deep into the ground as possible. And then I wiggle the shovel forward and back to kind of open up like a little slit in the ground. And I cut the circle, and then I'll put probably, if the tree is like 6-7 feet tall, I'll put 2 or 3 pounds of an organic fertilizer right in that slit. And it will help to repair all of the cut roots. It will help it to make a blossom, fruit, and then everybody will be happy. And this is not something that you have to do every year. You do it once, break the cycle, and then you should be okay.
You know, that makes a sense to me. About 10 years ago when we brought it home, there must have been 150 blossoms on it. And they proceeded to all drop off, and it never produced again. So do you think that I contributed to it somehow in the planting? Because
no,
it never produced another blossom.
Have you been feeding it at all?
Well, along the way, probably maybe 6 or 7 of these past years, I did a good job of fertilizing it. Really, on a monthly basis, actually, with the citrus and avocado fruit.
Right.
But the last year ago.
If you use a fertilizer that's designed for citrus, I would do it spring and fall. And don't just sprinkle it on the surface. Punch a hole in the ground and put the food right in that hole, as long as it's organic. Thank you.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We want to wish you all a happy new year on this last Sunday of 2014. And want to encourage you to give us a call on Sunday morning. Sign up for our email newsletter. And you just go to my website, paulparent, like mom and dad, .com. Click on email newsletter. Put in your email address and then submit it. And every Thursday, you will receive a newsletter with all kinds of information depending on the time of the year. So during the next couple of months, we'll be talking a lot about houseplants. We'll be talking about preparing the garden. The spring is just a few weeks away. Keep saying that. And a lot more. So go to the website, sign up for the email newsletter, and believe me, you'll get a lot of great information that will help you out down the road. We've talked this morning about those of you that have no snow cover. Take 5 minutes, even if it's raining where you are, walk on your lawn and look for the possibility of a mound of soil or a raised tunnel on your lawn. That's a mole or a vole. And if you don't control it now and we ground freezes, we get a lot of snow, come spring, it could destroy your lawn. And all you need to do is, if you see it, go to your local garden center and get a product called Mole Max. M-O-L-E-M-A-X. It will take care of both the moles and the voles. and they have a granular that you put down with a spreader, or a liquid that you would put on with your garden hose. If it's not frozen, hopefully you brought it in, you drained it. But you attach it to your hose and you spray it. And it will drive them off your lawn and into your neighbor's yard. Send them there. You don't want your lawn to be killed. Also, the animals are coming out of the woods looking for food. So that you want to treat your broadleaf evergreen plant with a deer repellent. The deer are coming in and they're going to eat things like azaleas, rhododendron, holly. They love arborvitae. And you get a nice dry day with temperature 40 or higher, apply it. And it will stick to the plant and it will keep the deer from eating your shrubs and your larger evergreens. So those are the two main pests that we have to deal with right now. Deer coming in and eating your shrubbery. And I like the liquid myself because you coat all of the foliage. You just can't do it during a rainy day. But it will help a great deal to prevent them from eating all of your plant material that you've worked so hard to take care of. And if one comes, more will follow. When they get hungry, they get very brave. And if the snow gets deep and they know that there's a food source at your house, guess what? You're going to have visitors that will destroy your plant. And if you have an orchard or a few fruit trees, apples, peaches, pears, plums, spray them also because they're the buds and the new growth on your fruit trees are very tender and very tasty. And they will eat all of the new growth that the plant made last year. So make sure that you spray them at the same time. Now, if it's a new tree that you planted this year, go to the hardware store. And I want you to buy hardware cloth. Make a circle of hardware cloth around the trunk of your tree, about 3 feet high. Push it in the ground a little bit and wrap the trunk. That will keep the mice from eating the bark and killing your plant. Have a great week, everybody, and a super new year.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.